What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wine Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
This week's Wine About It Thursday Therapy, we've got Lisa Carmen Wang. So she's the founder and CEO of Bad Bitch Empire, a community investment platform building unapologetic worth and wealth for women. She's also a four-time USA national champion and Hall of Fame gymnast turned serial entrepreneur, angel investor, venture capitalist, certified executive coach, and global speaker. She's been named Forbes 30 Under 30 in Venture Capital, Entrepreneur Magazine's 100 Most Powerful Women, Fast Company Executive Board. She began her career at a $15 billion hedge fund, is a graduate of Yale University, and is on a lifelong mission to help women build unapologetic worth and wealth. Again, her book is coming out. It's called The Bad Bitch Business Bible, which are commandments to break free of good girl brainwashing and take charge of your body, boundaries, and bank account. Let's get her on.
Hello.
Hey, girl. Lisa, so excited to have you on. Was reading your bio and I'm just like, damn, like you are like literally the definition of a bad bitch, like from being, you know, insane at gymnastics and then building this empire. And you've got your book coming out, The Bad Bitch Business Bible. I'm just like, I mean, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 34.
I mean,
wow. That makes you feel like we've accomplished a lot.
What have I done
lot?
With my life? Yeah.
Jesus. So how old were you, like your gymnastics years? So how long, like when did you stop doing gymnastics?
When I was 19.
19, okay.
What was the stop? Mm-hmm. Was there a reason where you were just like?
So I was Olympic alternate for 2008 and like I had been champion for a few years. And at that point, like I got into Yale and also when you're 19, you're like old. Mm-hmm. So
it's interesting when you say that, you know, 19's too old, because I was just reading about Simone Biles. I'm like, she's 26 years old.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And, you know, going back to the Olympics, like that's she's also a, wow. a bad bitch. That's insane. Yeah, I've always wondered, too, as you said this, like being the alternate for the Olympics, was that kind of hard to go? I was this close to being on the actual team.
It was probably one of the hardest experiences that I had in my life because it was 0.25 tenth of a point that I missed it. And it's like, it's the equivalent of a pinky toe. And when you train for 10 years for that dream, and also my entire identity was, I am a gymnast. And so it's like when you're like from the age of 9 to 19, I'm like, that's my dream. And training like 8-9 hours a day by the end of my career, and I had my coaches, my parents, the country, like this whole pressure to qualify for it. And then when I didn't make it, I was like, it's just like utter shock. And then you're like, I don't know what to do with my life. Like, who am I? And so I think that was really the moment where I like really discovered what I call my inner bad bitch voice, because I realized that my identity wasn't that of a gymnast. It was that of a winner and a fighter. And so what I ended up doing was I actually got into Yale like right during that same period. And I told Yale that I wasn't going to go for that year. And I bought a one-way ticket to Russia, to the Russian Olympic Training Center. And like, so if you imagine Siberia in the middle of winter, that's what it was like. 9 hours a day of training with like the most crazy strict Russian coaches that you can imagine. And I was like, okay, for 9 months, I'm just going to train, travel, compete, and like be the best gymnast I can possibly be, because like winners don't quit when they're down. And so I ended my last competition a year later at the 2008 US National Championships, and I won every single gold medal, athlete of the year. And I was like, peace. Okay, now I'm out. Like, this is how a winner ends their career. So like, even though I didn't make the Olympics, I kind of put a bow on it and like ended that chapter of my life the way I wanted to, and then eventually got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah. That's amazing. Okay, so tell me, take me back to this whole like good girl image thing mm-hmm. that you used to like. Is that something that was like put on you from your family? Was that like a religious thing, or like tell me more about that?
I think it's very common amongst like immigrant children, Asian girls, especially Indian girls. And I think it has to do with like this knowing that your family also made a huge sacrifice to come to the country. And there's like a lot of guilt and pressure on you to be successful and to have that sacrifice not be for nothing. So yeah, I always felt like I had to get straight A's. I had to do well in school. If I was going to do it, I was going to do it exceptionally well. And I also had that innate drive in me. I think there was just like the perfectionism. And so when I think about good girl brainwashing, it's just like all of those societal media messages that have trained women to be like obedient, polite, perfect, people pleasing, to work hard to prove ourselves to other people rather than like knowing innately that we are enough and valuable. It's like the fact that we're more afraid to take risks on ourselves. We're more afraid to dream bigger because there's probably more messages that are like, oh, be careful, you know, be a good girl, it's okay. And yeah, I feel like I had a lot of that just like internal training in me that was, especially from gymnastics, it's like literally a perfect 10, you know, it's like be the perfect good girl, listen to your coaches, wear the perfect leotard, have the perfect body, like move the perfect way. And so I kind of had like it exponentially worse. So by the time I left gymnastics and like went into the real world, I was like, I don't know what to do when I don't have a plan mm-hmm. or someone coaching me and telling me what perfect, like perfection and perfect 10 is. Mm.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Do you think when you, I mean, your parents, were they really hard on you, or was that just the expectation that you thought that they had for you and on you? Or would they have been like, you know, were they accepting of kind of like this new path and like not making and the team and then, you know, also, you know, you going into your own entrepreneur. I mean, now they've got to be like, he's so proud, but like, do you think if you were like, no, I just want to do this, would they have been okay with that?
I think that's what they would have wanted. So sure. The good girl path, like I kept going down the good girl path. Like I got into the Ivy League, and to this day, that's still, you go to the richest family in Asia and their number one dream for their child is to go to an Ivy League.
Okay.
Right. So it's still very much the American dream. And then like the goal is become a lawyer, a doctor, you know, investment banker, consultant. So actually I think they would have been very happy had I just stayed at a safe corporate job. So it was like the real move was me finally prioritizing how I felt. And I was like, I don't feel happy. I don't feel liberated sitting at this corporate job in finance. And like, I don't think this is me. So I think I really started to like on the path of figuring out who I actually was, like when I took that leap into entrepreneurship, because for the first time, really, there was just like no rules. And I just had to figure out like, what does good enough or like great look like for me?
I just kind of chuckled to myself thinking, cause I'm like, God, my parents' only dream was like that I graduated high school.
they're like, it's a very different.
Please. I know. I can't imagine like that pressure that you must feel. And like you said, it's something that's, you know, other, you know, people feel. And I just, that would be hard to always live up to that like expectation or to not feel like you're disappointing them. But now, I mean, again, you've got your new book coming out, Bad Bitch Empire. And something happened the other day where I was at this charity event and I was golfing, which I don't golf, but I was there and pretending to golf. And the people that I was golfing with, they were investment bankers. And to be truthful with you, I was like, so, you know, asking them all these questions because I actually don't know. Like I have a financial advisor and I just kind of trust that he's putting it into things. And there's something about me where I'm like, I have no knowledge, like actually what is, you know, what should I be making sure that my financial advisor is investing certain things in? But it was not taught to me, nor did I know, nor is it something that I truthfully have done the research to look into, but because it just feels like, oh, the man.
Right.
But I'm like, well, why are women not taking that control? And so when I read that, you know, you're helping empower women to like have that wealth and investments, like what is that first step to, because I truthfully don't want to read a boring investment book. I'd like to read your book because your book excites me, like knowing, okay, maybe you're going to get some good tips in there, but like, what are some, are there tips in there that help women to be better investors with their money?
Yeah. Well, I want to zoom out a little bit and just first like think about the concept of money in and of itself, because I think a lot of women just feel like the moment you think finances and like money, there's just some sort of anxiety or like aversion to it. Like, I don't really want to deal with that. Let me just go spend it on these pair of shoes. and the avoidance. And so like, I like to think a lot about how, first of all, money is like, it's just, it's a piece of paper, right? And the reason why it has values is because society has basically been like, we have decided that when you exchange a piece of paper, that you will be able to get a coffee, a, you know, handbag or whatever. And like, if you just break it down, you're like, okay, this is literally just a piece of paper and it's about an exchange of value. So if money is like an energetic exchange of value, and like, I think of the embodiment of feminine wealth. So there's a lot of like, what are women naturally really good at? So
caretaking.
Our natural superpower, intuition, right? We feel, we give life. And so I had I was talking to this friend, my friend of mine, we were like, okay, the mother nature is feminine, right? Like our God-given right is to like give life to the next generation. And so if investing is literally like taking something and like multiplying it and like giving it life. So that's like, we naturally already do that. Like you take a seed and you like grow it. And that's what investing is. And so women, if you actually look at the data, women outperform men 40 basis points on average. And it's because men tend to trade a lot and they're like impulsively trading. Men are actually more emotional, like when it comes to the markets. They're like, oh my God, I want to get in that FOMO, whatever. And over time, men actually make less money than women. And so when we talk about even like Warren Buffett, a lot of times we say like Warren Buffett has a feminine investing style because he looks long-term. He was like, I'm going to do my research. I'm going to be really careful. Once I put it in, it's in. And that's how women tend to invest. We're like, we don't want to be sitting here on our computer day trading every single day and like every single moment. You're like, I'm busy. I just want to like do my research, feel good about it. Intuitively, like I know this company like makes sense, put it in and just like set it and forget it. And that is actually what investing is. Like the best types of investors are long-term investors. And so that's the first thing, to just like even embrace the identity of being an investor. It's like, if you spend money to exchange value and you make good purchases, you are probably a good investor. And also women control 85% of all consumer spending. So it's like, we do make good purchases. Like we do make purchases that are good for the environment, for ourselves, for our families. And so like, I think the mindset piece is really important. The second thing is also understanding that like you should not have your money in a savings account, because if you keep your money in a savings account, you lose money every day because the inflation rate is greater than the savings rate. So like the very, very first thing, like at minimum, that someone should do is move that out of a savings account and into a high yield savings account. And so if you haven't yet, like if you just have it sitting in Chase or something, like literally the first thing you need to do is move into high yield savings account. So you're at least making like these days, like 4 to 5%.
I know. I'm like, oh,
I know. I'm like, okay, step one. Got it. Doing that when we get off.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the second thing is like, if you want to start investing in the stock market and you literally, you're like, I don't have any time whatsoever. There are now things like robo-advisors, things like Betterment, Wealthfront, that like literally use AI to like plug in based off your risk profile, just put it into stocks and bonds and whatever. And like I put it in years ago. It's like, I've already made an additional 100K, like just sticking it in a, like creating an account. And I literally forgot that it was there. And then I was like, let me check my account. Like I checked it a year later. I was like, that's not bad.
What's your thoughts on Bitcoin?
Oh, well, at this point, Bitcoin is like, it's kind of like when you think of just a stable asset at this point, it's getting more and more stable and more correlated with like the dollar and like the gold standard. So at this point, anybody who invests in Bitcoin is not going to make a ton of money. It's just like investing in something that's like, you know, might go up, it might go down, but I don't think that we're going to see the same sort of hype that we've seen before, because we've had like multiple of these crashes at this point.
Would you take your money out if you had any in there? Would you just keep it and let it ride? Like if you're able to just like.
I would keep it. I would keep it and let it ride.
That's a good.
Yeah.
We did that.
What did you say?
At least we got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
But I also did that on a man's, like, it's my brother. He's like one of those days. He's like, oh, gotta go to this. I'm like, this is stressing me out.
Yeah,
like, this stressful. Is just too much.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, put it in, let it ride.
Yeah.
But again, I would like to be more knowledgeable about like what it's riding in. Because I think a lot of it is just in a checking too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and my business manager, I texted me the other day, side note for later, but he was like, I got your interest rate up to, you know, let's say like 4 point something. And I go, well, isn't that, don't we want to have a lower interest rate? So again, he's like, no, he's like, with your money, you want higher. But when, like, for the house mortgage that you have, he's like, we want that lower. So I'm like, oh, okay. So it's like, because I come from like the scarcity, like you said, like money, I have massive scarcity anxiety with money. I don't like it. I wasn't raised with it, didn't have it. So it's like, so now I'm just like, I cling. But what's interesting is I'm about to close on a house and all I can think about right now is buying a purse. And I don't even shop for myself. I have two purses I bought. I know. I've like been eyeing this one bag and I'm like, why? Oh, because I'm buying a house and I'm stressed about money.
So that's like when women stress about money, they just want to go spend it.
Yeah. And I did the same thing. My very first house in East Nashville, I bought a pair of shoes. And I was like, I don't have any money. And then I'm like, click, purchase. Because I was like stressing out.
Make it make sense.
And I started to get that itch because I close in 2 weeks and I'm just like, you know, freaking out about the interest rates and the money and the stuff and the how and all the furniture. And then I'm like, ooh, that bag. I'm like, I don't give a crap about bags. Like, I've got literally two like designer bags that I've bought myself. Besides that, I don't buy it.
It's like the procrastination thing, right? Like, you want to do anything but think about the thing. So it's like your brain naturally tries to relieve like the stress by doing something else. And then there's also the self-sabotage cycle where you're like, well, fuck it. I'm losing so much money. And like,
sounds like you.
Yeah. And I'm like in the middle of wedding planning too. And I'm like, you know, oh, it's terrible.
Oh God.
The venue we wanted said she can't do that date now again, because we weren't getting to the right price, because I'm just like, I'm counting pennies, you know, I'm pinching pennies. I'm just like,
bags and pinching pennies.
I know. Yeah. Because I'm like with all the things and I'm just like, no, and then she's like, oh, by the way, that date's not available anymore. And so I just was like, so now we got to go somewhere else. So at this point I'm like, yeah, we'll do this place and whatever, you know, because I'm just like, and so now, like, that's my bag now, like, times a couple.
Yeah. So it's like, it's like, I didn't come from money either. And I think that the scarcity mentality is really, it's like a whole thing that you have to work through, because I compare it to like your relationship romantically. It's like, it toxic relationship versus a healthy one. So in a healthy one, you want to help each other grow, nurture, you know, communicate. There's like transparency and you want what's best. And so you're like, if you want to go out there and grow, you go grow, you know, and give them space to breathe. And then a toxic relationship, either you're like, no, like, you're not allowed out of the house. Like, you're not allowed to talk to other girls or other guys. And like, you're just like suffocating them because you're afraid to lose them. But in trying to keep it and save it, you actually end up losing.
Yes, I'm doing what I did with all my past relationships. I'm controlling it and sitting on it. I was like, you cannot leave me. Like, you are here and you cannot leave me, and I don't ever leave me.
That's amazing. Because,
but I will say my biggest mistake that I made was when I got on, like, it was after One Tree Hill. So I had finally some money in my account, right? I was like seeing some money and it was nice. This is like right when I started doing like some influencing stuff. And my business manager kept saying, we should start. And this time I had no savings whatsoever. And this was, I've only had savings now for, let's see, how old's Jace? 5, 6. I've only been investing for 6 years. And my biggest regret now is I wish I started investing when I started making some money, but I was so terrified of losing anything that was in my account. I couldn't fathom going, I couldn't lose 100 grand. I couldn't lose 20 grand. I couldn't lose any, like, even the thought of losing 10 grand. I was just like, I can't do it. So I waited for a couple years beyond that. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I could have made money during that. But I was just so scared. I'm like, what if I move it to this account and then I can't get it and then I have no money and then, you know, like at square zero. But it's like having that mentality actually screwed me in a way.
Mm. For sure. That's my husband for you.
What?
He's like that. He's scared of losing money. I'm like, we need to invest more. We need to invest more. But he's so scared of losing money.
Yeah. Because you want to see that number in the account. And it's just like, but
it's hard.
It's so hard.
It is. Yeah. So, I mean, there's also like there's a reason why like the richest and most power hungry men are in finance and investing, right? Everything, private equity, hedge funds, venture capital. And actually, when you look at fund managers, like less than 1% of fund managers are women or people of color. And so you literally have like $105 trillion managed 99% by men. And like, when we talk about like even just anything related to like women's equality and like gender equality, it's always like confidence, you know, like save a little. And you literally have men out there who are just, all they do is invest. And like the process of managing other people's money is literally, give me your money, I'm going to invest it, and I'm going to take a profit, like a slice of the profits. And that is how like the richest men in the world get rich. Mm-hmm.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
So what's another tip that in your book, The Bad Bitch Empire, like it's Bible. It's the Bible. What's something else that your readers can take away from that book that would be beneficial for them?
In terms of money or like anything?
Anything. Whatever else that you write in there.
So, So the book is split into 10 commandments and so there are three parts: body, boundaries, and bank account. And the body side is really around like learning how to take up space, even if you're, you know, especially if you're a woman in male-dominated industries, and then how to assert your voice if you're shy, or like how to get heard in rooms. The boundaries part is something that is really important because I think I've struggled with having strong boundaries for a lot of my life, because I always wanted to be polite. I like always sought validation and approval and like was people pleasing. And I think a lot of women have that challenge. And so one of the most difficult experiences I had early on in my career was like I had a really bad business partnership, like a toxic one. And it literally was like a relationship. And I talk about how like literally everyone you surround yourself with. So this is the commandment called a bad bitch curates her crew. Whether it's your business partner, your investor, your team, your friends, like if you literally are the sum, your success is defined by the five people you surround yourself the most with, right? And so it's like whoever you surround yourself with is going to influence you. So I teach women how to create their personal, their core value list. So any of my coaching clients that I work with, the CEOs, it's like you need five core values for your life, just like you need five core values for your business. And then you can create questions around them, like to really understand, like, does this person fit into my core values or not? And then like, sometimes you just got to cut people. You really got to just like cut people out and level up. And that's the same. It's like kind of like you're firing a team member. Sometimes you got to fire a friend. Sometimes you got to fire a business partner. And I talk about, you know, really how to do that and why it's okay to outgrow some of the people in your life.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on. Where can our listeners find you?
You can find me at Lisa Carmen Wang on all social channels, and then get the Bad Bitch Business Bible at badbitchempire.com, where you also find the podcast as well as our investment and business academy.
Awesome. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on. All this is very knowledgeable.
Yes. Changing my savings.
Right yes, now. Right now. Calling Chase Bank or right. whatever. I need to change to something else. Yeah. But okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, girl. Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.